20. Hot.
Hello, you're hanging with Lid, and right now I've got another special guest. I mean, two in one show. How did we get so lucky? And this time it's a gal you may know from X Factor 2014. She's from Gympie. She is a super talented Aussie artist. Caitlin Shadbolt, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I am good. Now, I hate to be the person that brings up X Factor so quickly into the conversation, but it is kind of the platform that you leapt from with your music career, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think for like a lot of people, it's a good reference as well to be like, oh yeah, that's the chick from X Factor.
Oh, it's that chick.
Yeah. And here I am now, like yes. A million years later.
And so what have you been doing since X Factor? It's been many, many years, like 6 years. Has it been full-time music since then?
Yeah, I have been. I've been really lucky. It's been the first couple of years after X Factor was just chaos, you know. It was full on and really, really awesome. And I signed a record deal and then released a little EP and then my first official album, which was good, and did a whole bunch of shows and went to Nashville a couple of times and, you know, all the things. And then the last couple of years I've kind of bunkered down and just been writing and working with a few different producers and creative people and getting ready for my second album.
Yes, well, because the single you released earlier in the year, Bones, that was kind of the first music we had from you in like 3 years. So why the hiatus?
I know. Well, it was a combination of one, just let me have a breather.
Yeah.
And secondly, I've wanted to kind of tuck away and actually work out what I wanted to do next. And because when you're on X Factor, I was 18, so I'm still working out who I am as a person and my values and what I actually like as far as music styles and things like that. So I did take some time to actually work that side of things out and also just experiment with different sounds. But hey, we arrived and here we are now.
And what a year to make a comeback, Caitlin.
I know. I went into 2020 like, yeah, this is going to be my year.
Yeah.
And that I fell on my face.
Well, I mean, you're not doing too bad. The second album is out now. It dropped yesterday, Stages. How do you feel? You must be feeling good just to finally get it out there.
I do. I feel really good. I feel relieved, but I'm also really anxious because it's kind of like, oh, well, what do I do now? Like, how do I promote an album during a pandemic when I can't really go too far? But yeah, I feel really excited that I've got new music out because, like you say, it's been such a long time. And to be able to make the album this year has been really good to keep me kind of grounded and actually focused on something.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the single that's sort of doing the rounds now is Edge of the Earth. I'm running. Bit cheeky? Is this about pushing boundaries?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm little but I'm loud. And I do love to be just adventurous and free-spirited, and I have been known to be like a little bit stubborn, but that's just because I know what I want and I just stick with it.
Yeah.
This song's definitely just that kind of cheeky vibe of going, hey, I'm just going to see how far I can push it until I actually fall off over the edge.
Yes, I love that. Well, make sure you go give it a stream on Spotify and give Caitlin a follow on Instagram so you can stay updated with everything she's got going on. But thank you so much for hanging out this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Hot 20.